You have to understand one important basic truth. A knife is designed and manufactured to cut. It's not designed to cut human organs or vegetables. It's just designed to cut. Your intelligence, your existential intelligence also is born to succeed. That is the truth. Now, success, for example, for one person is creating money, for one person having relationship excellence, for one person doing something. Now, everybody has given their own definition, forgetting the universal definition. The universal definition of success is a state of being where you continuously and constantly feel fulfilled. And that's called real success. Am I clear with you? So, every existence, for example, if you see a buffalo, the buffalo is seriously 100% trying and living and being as a buffalo. It does not try to be as a dog ever. It is only the human being with his extra space or the intelligence, the opportunity that we have. We do not have a defined being. We can be anything. A human being can be a dog, a lion, a human being. Am I clear with you? The choice of being is given here. Now, why even the Bhagavata says this? God created God, not the one we understand these days, God, the existential intelligence, Bhagavata says, created animals, and one after the other, the evolution was compulsory because the existential intelligence did not find best expression in its own self. It created a cat. It could only function like a cat. It could not function like a dog. It created a dog. It could only function like a dog, not like a cat. It created an elephant. It created a monkey. Am I clear with you? And slowly the evolution happened and it created something called human being. Now here, the human being, humanity and being are together. Humanity, the definition was given as one who is a sensitive to the existential principles. It's called human being. How he is sensitive to existential principles? By the power of his being. How is his power of his being? How is that? It is so flexible that it just be no matter how you put it. Cat, if you put it in a cat kind of an environment, only can thrive. Dog, if you put it in a dog kind of environment. Am I clear with you? Elephant, it will die out of hunger but never eat non-veg. I can tell you, elephants can die out of hunger but never eat non-veg. They don't even have a thought of eating non-veg because they are designed that way. We human beings, if you see, there is no condition. We are being no matter what is the condition. With that kind of excess possibility, man, it's a choice. It's a great power. Man is misutilizing it by the conditionings that he has received from the surroundings. People, while I'm playing in my childhood, people came and said, you can't do it. All of the adults, all of you sitting here, you must be having some childhood memory where somebody came to you and gave you an abusive remark or some negative comment which has stuck in your mind. Now, what happened? You are designed to be, no matter what, adaptive to your conditions and just be. But what happened? You took some remark as your reality. Because that was also there in your power of choice. Am I clear with you? So everybody is born to succeed. We all have existential intelligence which can digest the food, which can manufacture nutrients, micronutrients, take care of its own immunity, can do balance itself in any condition in whatsoever. You can train your body to jump 7 feet high. You can train your body to not even climb stairs. You can train your body to swim deep oceans. You can train your body to get scared of a pit or a pool of water. Possible or impossible. It's all there. Now that enormous potential is your actual ability to succeed. If you just look at it, wow, I'm so infinite that I can train my body, my mind and my emotions to do anything and anything. That itself is I am born to succeed definition. Yes or no?
Yes.
I'm so powered, empowered. Now I choose my empowerment in limiting myself. I choose my empowerment in suffering. I choose my empowerment because people are suffering their freedom. Am I clear with you? I have that power. I have intelligence. Now this intelligence can act in any fashion. Now that intelligence, with that power of intelligence, I accept certain facts and I restrict certain facts as false or untruth using my intelligence. Am I clear with you? See, if you see a person with illogic, he is also using his intelligence. Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada, the greatest, he also cut a lot of illogic with his intelligence only. If you see, with intelligence only you grow, with intelligence only you lose your goodness or quality or whatever, abundance. In both cases, you still have intelligence. Can anybody rob you out of your intelligence? So don't you think you are designed to be successful? I am very rich. Out of my intelligence, I made all the bad choices, thinking they are right. And my intelligence is so capable of making such a rich person into such a poor person. Don't you think that's a capability? That is also capability. You know what? We are all designed to walk like a king, serve like a servant, think like a yogi. But then we think like a coward. We walk like a servant and live like a beast. Don't you think that is also a power of choice? So if you see, no matter what, either you are scarcity or if you are in abundance, if you just sincerely look at yourself, you will feel so empowered that I can do all this. I am seriously very much capable. I can look at a blatant fact, truth, and somehow miss the point in it and ensure that my mind is convinced that it is untruth. Yes or no?
Yes.
I can see a very hidden truth, absolutely hidden. But my mind can be so penetrative that it can find the truth, read in between the lines, can understand, can focus, can synthesize, analyze, synthesize, and manufacture the naked truth out of the truth. Wow, I can do this and I can do that. I'm designed to succeed. Yes or no? Now, choosing to be, now because I'm designed to succeed, trying to universally, a state of being which is continuously fulfilled. You should feel continuously fulfilled within yourself. That's your choice again. So you're born to succeed as a choice. But you are designed to succeed as an inevitable reality of life.
For more such content, events and programs, download our Tattvamasi app. Or you can also visit our website, guruatmananda.org.